Good morning, everyone. Incarcerated people are a small group of Americans who have constitutional right to health care. However, health care delivery to incarcerated people is highly neglected, demonstrating gaps in health care delivery, inequity, bias, and discrimination. Here we highlight one such patient. Our patient is a 39-year-old male with significant past medical history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, stage 3 CKD, seizure, depression, anxiety, history of drug abuse, who presented to the ER from State Correctional Institution in Weymouth with severe left swelling for the past few days. A Doppler vascular imaging showed extensive DVT in both the lower extremities. He had cough and pleuritic chest pain on presentation. No shortness of breath, no palpitations, presyncope, syncope, or fever. Way back in 2012, he had right lower extremity DVT and 2 months of extensive hospital course and detected with antiphospholipid syndrome. He was started on Coumadin in the past, which was abruptly stopped due to his incarceration. He was only on a baby aspirin during this time period. On the floor's CTPE showed extensive bilateral pulmonary emboli, resulting in a pulmonary infarct in the posterior basal segment of the right lower lobe, with no right heart strain. He was on IV heparin drip and was bridged to Coumadin, targeting an INR goal of 2-3. More recently, he has again been readmitted after 3 months with extensive lower extremity swelling and pain. He was able to check his INR only on a monthly basis. In this recent admission, it was detected that his INR has dropped to 1.5. Our case demonstrates that marginalized populations like incarcerated people merits high-quality medical management but is often missed. Our patient needs lifelong access to Coumadin. People entering custody are more likely to have limited opportunity for exercise and reduced access to medical treatment. The medical care of these incarcerated individuals reflects an unaddressed area of health inequity which merits our greater attention. Thank you, everyone.